Archers for the week, 5 to 10 March 2000.
And it's all gone wrong. All I can say is I'm sorry, but yeah, here I am. Didn't know who else to turn to. We've lost everything. And what I've come to ask is that it? Do you want us to suffer any more? So I really don't think any of us could take it. Sorry. We're good people, I think. We try to be good, at least. I just don't understand it. But really don't. Gary?
Hey,
hello, Mrs. Archer.
Sorry, I didn't mean to disturb you. I've just come to pick up Phil's music. He left it behind after the service.
No, you're all right now. Just thought I'd take him home and, you know, that's all.
Yes. I often come here when I need a quiet thing.
Best place for it, isn't it?
The only place sometimes. Look, I'll go. I really shouldn't have interrupted
No, honestly, it's fine. Come and sit down, please.
If you're sure.
Yes, you'd be doing me a favour. I'm just beginning to feel sorry for myself.
Well, after the last few days, I wouldn't blame you. No one would.
Better weeks.
Well, how are you bearing up?
Oh, you do the best you can, don't you?
Yes.
I can't get used to the quiet. There's no livestock, no milking machine, no tractors. What is it, like a morgue?
Oh, glory. I wish there was something I could say.
It don't matter, honestly. What can anyone say?
No. But it does matter. Wish I could offer some words of encouragement. I genuinely do believe you'll bounce back. But saying it after everything that's happened to you all...
Don't mind hearing it, Mrs. Archer. It's believing it'll happen that's the problem.
David told me Eddie has plans to sell the hay.
Oh, yeah, he has talked about it. Not really farming, though, sir.
But he shows he hasn't given up.
No, I suppose not. And I suppose neither should I, but after Friday.
It must have been awful.
Oh, it was. Quite honestly, say Friday was one of the worst days of my life. Still, it's over now. And it's nice to know we've got friends.
You have?
As my dad used to say, if things don't get any better, and they can't get any worse, they'll stay the same.
Goodness, how long have I been sitting here with this one?
Since about 12:30, I think.
Nigel, I've been feeding her for 2 hours.
Just count your blessings. Freddie doesn't want to join in just yet. What do you, Freddie, huh? Ugh. Lord, it's like the explosion of Mount Etna down here.
Just wrap it up and get the new nappy on him quick.
Don't worry, I intend to.
I don't know. I seem to spend my life in this chair feeding babies, while you and Beverly are left with relaunching the whole business.
One, Beverly's doing a sterling job, and two...
I'd like to be doing a sterling job as well.
Well, two, we still need you to make a lot of final decisions, you know, when we get the planning permission for the shop. And cafe conversion.
If we get permission.
Don't be silly. Of course we will. Anyway, once that happens, things will really start moving. And you'd better think of yourself as a sort of MD with babies. I mean, you still haven't told me what events you think we should have for the country fair. There you are. Up you get, young man.
Well, I haven't really had a chance to think about it, have I? Oh, please finish soon, Lily. I would like to have 5 minutes before your brother gets hungry.
Only me.
Oh, in here, Mum.
Hello.
Hi. Not too late?
Not at all. I'll get the kettle on in a second.
Here, Nigel, let me put his baby grow on.
Oh, my pleasure.
It might be faster than you.
I'm thinking of renaming Lily here the feeding machine. Where's Dad?
Oh, he's taking a look at those new hens of yours.
Ah, the Derbyshire Redcaps. Well, they are rather good, aren't they?
Mm.
Got them yesterday.
And I see the pigsties have all been repaired.
Yeah, we've just been discussing the relaunch as it happens.
Decided on a date for it yet?
Oh, didn't we tell you? It's going to be the bank holiday at the end of May.
That sounds nice. You look good enough to eat, young man. Yes, you do.
It's going to be a big country fair with all sorts of activities. Sheepdog trials, falconry.
Lots for Lizzie to organise.
Oh, and Nigel had a brilliant idea.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I don't know about brilliant. It's called the Oddity Trail.
Which is?
We put all sorts of bizarre things around the grounds for people to spot. Well, you know, like a banana in an oak tree.
Or a garden gnome in a fountain, that sort of thing.
Sounds fun. Elizabeth, you have remembered you're still supposed to be resting.
Don't worry, I haven't forgotten, but I really do feel fine.
Oh, you know we're going for Lizzie's 3-monthly check-up this Wednesday.
And I'll be fine, I'm certain. There really isn't any need for people to fuss.
Sure, you're right, dear. Do you want me to look after the children?
No, it's OK, Mummy's volunteered. And Lewis is coming to help.
Everybody happy? Grandma says tea's nearly ready.
Daddy!
Shh! Oh, pardon me for breathing.
Well, if you will come in when it's the best bit near the end.
That's a nice welcome for a man who's been lambing all day. Oh. I wouldn't mind, but how many times have you lot watched this before? All right, sorry.
Eddie taking over.
Yeah. Oh, knackered.
Oh, me too. Only another week to go, though, before it starts tailing off.
Yeah.
Hang on. Right, that's your lot. Now, don't start. One video only, we said. Go on, upstairs and wash your hands for tea. Off you go.
Not just the lambing this week, though, is it? Still got all that drilling over at Brian's. And we've got the new sows to see to.
Yeah, I've got a problem with one of the new boars, I think. He's a bit enthusiastic.
Yeah, well, you often get that with the younger ones.
I'm just dishing up.
You might need to be taught how to, you know.
Who does? Anyone I know?
Mum.
One of the new boards.
Just as long as you're not talking about David.
Mum!
It's on the table.
Thanks. Mind you, David, me old son, if we are going to have another baby, we'll have to think about
that. Do you mind, you two, if we make this conversation a bit less basic? Some of us have got sensibilities, you know.
He can be a real prude when he wants to be, can't he?
I blame the parents.
There you go, my darling. Night-night now.
So how are we doing?
Oh, Lily's finally gone off. Freddie went to sleep about 20 minutes ago.
Lily's like her mother. She can't relax unless she's in charge of things.
That's true enough.
Do you want me to put the intercom on?
Oh, no, thanks. I'll just stay with them a bit. I do so love watching them sleep.
Keeping an eye on the future, eh?
Something like that. You know, I've been thinking, we were so right to start expanding when we did.
Of course we were. If you don't expand, you go under.
Well, hopefully by doing what we're doing now, we've ensured the future.
And Lily and Freddie's.
It does make you think, though, Nigel. We'd left things as they were, losing out to other conference centres. We could have gone under.
But we didn't, did we? You shouldn't worry so much.
I don't.
Yes, you do. Only you pretend otherwise. I know you, Lizzie.
You do, don't you?
And I know that you're worried about seeing Dr. Beck on Wednesday.
No.
Aren't you?
Yes.
Look, you don't have to pretend with me.
I know I don't.
I don't blame you for feeling apprehensive.
I'm not just apprehensive, Nigel. I'm scared. I know I have to have this operation. I can't not have it. It really frightens me.
I know.
It's not a minor operation either.
Yes. I'm not sure if you noticed, but I did have to live through this with you in January.
I know.
Look, it all depends on how well your heart stood up to the pressure of the pregnancy. So
we could walk into that consulting room on Wednesday and have Dr. Beck say that the leaky valve has deteriorated and that I need to go to theatre straight away.
Yes, but she probably won't.
Probably.
David! Welcome back to the land of the living.
Sorry, that drop off. Oh, I think I must be getting old.
Well, Phil never seems to be this sleepy during lambing.
Yeah, well, he's superhuman, isn't he?
That reminds me. Do you think you could do without your father on Thursday evening? Going out for a meal?
Yeah, right. It's unlike him to want to socialise in the middle of lambing, isn't it?
Yes, well, it's not just socialising. We've invited Reg and Bunty to come out with us. Could you pass me that bowl, Ruth?
Sure.
Thanks. We're going to broach the subject of Alistair adopting Daniel. Thought maybe we could smooth over a few ruffled feathers.
Oh, right. Does Shula know?
No. And I'd prefer it if you didn't mention it either for the time being.
You're the boss. Wake up, sleepyhead. Listen, I think you should go to bed. You have to be up early.
Oh, I don't know. Ruth keeps saying she wants another baby, Mum, but where she thinks I'm going to get the time or the energy, I have no idea.
Oh, you'll find it. Don't you worry.
Come on.
Yeah. What?
What Ruth said earlier, it wasn't a joke then.
I don't know. What did I say?
Well, you're really thinking about having another baby.
Yeah, we'd like to.
Oh, that's marvellous.
Oh, glad you're pleased.
It's early days yet, of course, but, well, it's something we've been talking about for a while now.
I reckon we'll get lambing over before we start thinking about it seriously, though.
Anyone want a coffee?
Please, Ruth.
Oh, that'd be nice, love.
You think Phil will want one?
He might be a while. He's gone out to give Eddie a hand. I think he's going to try and buck his spirits up as much as anything.
Yes. I saw Clary in church today. She was trying to be stoic, but you're very down, obviously.
Not surprisingly.
What did she say?
Not much. She felt things have never been so bad, really.
Yeah. At least things can't get any worse for them.
No, that's right. This must be the turning point, surely.
Get up.
Nah, he was fast asleep.
Oh, it must have been ever so early. Do you want another cup of tea?
God, no, Tom. And three already? I couldn't sleep. Yes, I can't get out of the habit, neither.
What habit? Oh, milk.
God, I was up and dressed before I realised I'd have to do it no more.
Oh.
Ironic, innit, eh? I mean, time was when you practically had to kick me out of bed.
Come on, let's have none of that. Hey, I'll do you some breakfast.
Yeah, it's all of.
Bacon, do you? We don't seem to have any eggs.
Bacon's fine, love.
What are you going to do today?
I'm over at Brookfield for most of the day.
Lambing, is it?
Yeah, that's right. If there's a spare hour, I might drive over to Avebury. See if there's any casual work going in the next few weeks at Mary Broomfield's place. I'm going to be tailing off at Brookfield next week, so I might as well skate rain.
Morning. Postman's been.
Oh, dear. Darn it.
I'm putting some bacon on for you. All right, Joan?
Here we
go. What are you planning on doing today?
Well, not to do, is there?
No, then, that ain't the attitude.
Nothing to do with attitude, Clary. It's a fact of life, isn't it?
Hang on a second, Joe. Eddie, what's the matter? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Do they want from us?
What is it, sir?
I mean, what in God's name do they want?
Eddie?
I don't believe this. After all, we... Read it. How much am I supposed to take?
No, calm down.
Calm down.
Oh, my God, it's notice to quit.
Quit?
The house, the farm.
They're chucking us out.
No.
He ain't joking, Joe. Look, it's from the estate.
Hereby give you... Yeah, no, it must be a mistake.
You don't make mistakes like that. You don't accidentally send a letter telling someone they're going to be evicted.
Why? I mean, what's the good?
That scumbag, Brian Aldridge, wants to bleed us dry. That's the good.
But surely he wouldn't do that.
Wouldn't what? Want to see us turfed out of our own home, eh? Well, there's your proof.
Oh, yeah, I ain't finished reading it.
There's no need for you to read it. It's plain enough. They're chucking us out. Those bastards are chucking us out.
Oh, come on, you stupid thing.
thing.
Debbie!
Oh, hi, Dad. Yeah, look, before you say anything, yes, I am supposed to be doing the drilling by now, and yes, I know the weather looks as if it won't hold, but... Oh, come on! The blasted shear pin's gone. I've only just noticed.
Well, that told me.
It's totally frustrating. The first decent bit of weather we've had for days.
Yeah, I know.
Can you pass us the WD-40?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Thanks.
Look, Debbie, seeing as you're push, why don't I finish that off? You can go and look at the indoor ewes. If you're not back by the time I've finished, I'll make a start on the drilling.
Well, actually, that might not be a bad idea. We really don't want to waste this weather. That'll be all we get. Here, it's all yours.
Thanks.
Oh, Dad?
Mm-hmm. Oh, morning, Eddie.
You better have an explanation for this, Aldridge.
I beg your pardon?
Don't give me that. You've got some serious talking to do.
What's going on?
He knows.
I don't.
And he's lucky I haven't stopped one on him.
Now, don't you threaten me.
Oh, you've got a nerve talking about threats. I suppose you know nothing about this then, Mr. Landlord.
About what?
What is it?
It's our marching orders. That's what it is. Your dad's having us chucked out. We got a few weeks, then we got nowhere to work and nowhere to live.
Dad. It's what he says it is, Debbie. It's a notice to quit. Look, Eddie, you're going to have to take my word on this.
I don't have to do anything you say, mate.
I didn't know Borchester Land were going to do this.
Oh, yeah? Ah, of course you didn't. They just slipped this one past you, did they?
I didn't know. I promised.
That's pathetic, that is. You ain't even man enough to tell the truth. Someone should have taught you
all
a lesson.
All right, Eddie, that's enough now.
I didn't mind the likes of Graham Ryder.
Eddie, I swear I did not know.
You liar. And you ain't earned the last of this, Aldridge. We ain't leaving Grange Farm ever, so get used to it.
Eddie!
God.
I really thought he was going to hit me.
So did I. Can I see the letter?
Yeah, sure. It's totally unambiguous, darling. Borchester Land want the Grundys out. I just can't believe it.
Dad, honestly, did you really not know?
No, I didn't. No, I had no idea. I'm just as shocked about it as he is.
Dad, what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to go and see Graham Ryder and find out just what the hell's been going on.
Anyone about?
Larry? Oh, I thought you was Eddie when I heard the door go.
Thought we'd pop back for dinner and see what happened. Just put me coat away. No, Brian Aldridge.
How would I know that, eh?
Well, you've been here all morning, ain't you? What did Eddie say when he come back?
Well, he didn't come back.
Eh?
Must have gone straight over to Brookfield after he went to Home Farm.
You sure he ain't been anywhere on the farm somewhere?
Of course I'm sure. Not like he's got anything to do round here, is it?
And you didn't think to phone him?
Well, the way Eddie was this morning, he's probably gone and thumped Brian Aldridge, or worse. I think he wants to phone him up and find out he got assault charges pending on top of everything else.
No, I meant phone Brookfield. Find out if he got there.
Oh, well. Well, no, I didn't. I could go and do it now if you like.
No, what's the point? What's the point of anything anymore?
Yeah, well, I'm beginning to wonder that myself.
I've been on autopilot at work this morning. I hardly heard a word anyone said. Pat were very kind.
Yeah, well, she knows you've got trouble, doesn't she?
Yeah, she just don't know how much trouble, that's all.
You going to tell her?
Don't see no point keeping it a secret, do you? No. But she'll find out soon enough anyway. Whole village will. Can't keep something like this a secret around here, can you? Oh, do you think it could be a mistake, Joe?
I'll be honest with you, Clary Lou. No, I don't. I think they knows exactly what they're doing.
So do I.
Nice to see everyone's keeping busy.
Eddie, where have you been?
Brookfield, where you think I've been?
So, did you go and see Brian Aldridge beforehand?
Yeah, I went.
And?
And the slimy little toe rag tries to deny all knowledge of it, didn't he?
What?
You heard me. Tries to pretend it's got nothing to do with him.
Well, how can that be?
Ah, well, it can't. He's lying, he must be.
So what are we going to do?
Do? Nothing is what we're going to do. Oh, I've told him we ain't going.
Eddie.
I mean it, Dad, we ain't going.
Eddie.
And no one is going to make us. I'm damned if I let the lads of Brian Aldridge walk all over me. I'll guard the place with a shotgun if I have to.
Eddie, talk sense, will you?
I am talking sense. This is my home.
Come on, son. Sit down.
I'll get the kettle on.
I just
can't see any other way.
Just sit down. Look, what you've got to understand is it's over. It's like a war, isn't it? It's over and they won.
But we can't just...
Now, what's that saying they use after a war? To the victor, the spoils.
What are you going on?
I'm just saying what they're doing. Taking the spoils. So the best thing you can do is to get on to the TFA man. Maybe they can work out some sort of deal. And if they can't, we'll have to leave. And if we do have to leave, we'll do it with our heads held up, not kicking and screaming like a bunch of madmen.
I still
think... Yeah, well, you think wrong. Face it, Eddie. They won, we lost, and that's it.
But I assumed you knew.
Well, I didn't know, Graham, and you should have told me.
Brian, I can only apologise. Of course I would have informed you.
Never mind apologising. How about if you tell me where this whole absurd idea came from?
The order to evict. It came from Mr. Crawford, of course.
Oh, yeah, well, that comes as no surprise. This has Matt Crawford's grubby little finger marks all over it.
We knew that the Grundy's bankruptcy breached their tenancy agreement, and we agreed that I was to start proceedings to get them out straight away. I mean, of course I thought you knew.
God.
But quite frankly, what really surprises me, Brian, is that you're so opposed to it.
Of course I'm opposed to it.
They've been our most unprofitable tenants for years. They manage the farm appallingly, and they never pay their rent on time. This is a chance to make that farm profitable, finally.
Yes, well, admirable as your commitment to the estate undoubtedly is, Graham, I personally draw the line at throwing a family of tenants out on the street without warning.
We're not running a charity, are we?
Well, funnily enough, I'd managed to grasp that. I do, however, have a few worries about returning to the ethics of the 19th century.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Look, I have to live among the people here, you know.
Well, so do I.
Well, next time Matt Crawford comes to you with such a radical idea, perhaps you'd be good enough to inform me about it. Because it may have passed you by. But what you have to understand is that for some strange reason, people around here are under the misapprehension that I run things on the estate. Now, when you speak to Matt Crawford, you tell him I want to see him about this. In fact, better still, you make an appointment for me. Any time's good.
I'm sure if you ring his secretary...
No, you misunderstand me. I'd like you to do it, Graham. Indulge me. And let me fool myself into thinking I occasionally call the shots, just for once.
Very well.
Thank you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got work to do. I'll speak to you later.
Goodbye. Mr. Crawford, it's Graham Ryder.
Graham, how's Drake's?
Well, they're,
I'm afraid you'll have to forgive me if the reception's bad. I'm in the car.
Oh, you want me to call back another time?
No, you're all right. I've got my earpiece in. Just make it quick in case we lose the signal.
Okay, well, the reason I'm ringing, Brian Aldridge has just been in.
Oh, yeah?
I thought I should warn you. It's, as you suspected, he's not very pleased, to put it mildly.
What about Grange Farm? No, I'll bet he isn't.
He wants me to make an appointment for him to speak with you.
Well, I haven't got my diary open right now, have I? I'm on the M6.
No, obviously. Look, I'll ring your secretary and set up a meeting, shall I?
Yeah, if you must. Although I don't know when my next window is. I'm in London for most of the week.
Yes, obviously, I know you're busy. Brian, Mr. Aldridge, was really quite annoyed that he'd not been informed about all this.
He'll have to be annoyed then, won't he? The Grange Farm thing is a done deal. There's nothing anybody can do about it. Brian Aldridge included.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Just wanted to get that last little bit straight. So, how's our reluctant boar?
Gonna be reluctant for a little while yet.
Oh, he was so enthusiastic when we first put him in.
So Ruth tells me. I think he may have been a little over-enthusiastic. He's got a few lacerations that'll need to heal before he can go back to work.
So he's got to be separated?
I'm afraid so. Not for long, though. Ruth's seeing to it now. Once he's back, he'll probably need a little help. You know what inexperienced boars are like.
job for Neil, then.
Other than that, I'd say your new stock are looking pretty impressive.
Yeah, all going to plan so far, I suppose. Except for the prices.
Alistair! Oh, glad I caught you.
Afternoon, Jill.
I just wanted to make sure you were all still OK for this evening.
This evening?
For pancakes.
Oh.
You and Shula and Daniel are supposed to be coming over.
Pip's been going on about pancake day all week.
Of course, it's Shrove Tuesday.
Had you forgotten?
Unlikely. Daniel's like Pip. Wouldn't let me. No, I was just a bit confused, that's all. Seemed to have rather a busy social calendar lately.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we had Janet round for tea yesterday. We're coming over here for a meal today, and then we've got Tim and Siobhan coming over on Thursday for dinner.
Must be something in the air. Mum and Dad are going out for a meal on Thursday. Oh.
Sorry, dear. Yes, Phil and I are going out with some friends.
Well, unusual for you to go out in the middle of lambing, isn't it?
Tis rather. So, you're all OK for this evening?
Yeah, I think so. We'll see you at about seven-ish.
Sounds fine to me.
In the meantime, I'd better go and get Daniel from his after-school club. I'll see you later.
Bye, Alistair.
Bye. All right. What was the nudge in the ribs for?
Hello, housing officer. Can I take your name, please?
Yeah, it's Mrs. Clary Grundy. That's G-R-U-N-D-Y.
Thank you. Right, Mrs. Grundy. My name's Trevor. What can we do for you?
It's just, I need some advice, really.
What do you need to know?
Well, what our situation is, our farm, it's a tenanted farm, it's in Ambridge, and my husband, he's been declared bankrupt.
OK, and how can we be of help?
Yes, well, you see, yesterday, we got a notice to quit.
So you're being made homeless? Mrs. Grundy?
Yeah, homeless, yes, I suppose we are.
OK. How many of you will be made homeless? Hello, Mrs. Grundy?
I'm sorry, it's just... I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologise, Mrs. Grundy. You wouldn't be the first person to phone here and find it all a bit upsetting.
I suppose no one calls you with good news, do they?
It depends.
It's just... I mean, I can't believe I'm doing this, honest, I can't.
You just take as much time as you need.
No, honestly, I'm all right now, thanks.
You were going to tell me how many of you there are in the house?
Yeah, well, there's me, there's my husband, Eddie, and there's Eddie's father, Joe.
A pensioner?
Yeah, 78. And there's our two boys, William and Edward.
Ages?
William's 17, Edward's 15.
OK. And this has all come about because of bankruptcy, yes?
That's right. Will it make a difference?
And whether you're housed? No. If you're homeless, we've a duty to house you, as long as you haven't deliberately made yourself homeless.
Oh, right, that's some anyway.
And this notice to quit, it's all definitely happening. There's no way you can appeal against it.
Well, Eddie, we're going to talk to the man from the TFA, it's the Tenant Farmers Association, today, but I don't see what he can do. So I decided to ring you. I couldn't see what else there was. I'm sorry.
It's OK. Honestly, look, don't worry, Mrs. Grundy. I know it's an awful business, but we will try and make it as painless as we possibly can for you.
Thank you. Oh, so, now what will happen when we finally do get made homeless?
We find somewhere else for you to live.
Yes, I know, but we will be split up. I mean, I hear these awful tales of kids being put into care and old people put into homes and families split up, all sorts.
Oh, I see. Now, let me put your mind at rest on that score. It's the council's duty to house you as a family, OK? We won't be splitting you up.
Oh, good. Just keeps getting better and better, doesn't it?
Sure. Now, what I'll do is book you in an appointment to come and see us. First, I'd better take some more details. Can I have your current address, please?
Yes. Yes, it's Grange Farm, Ambridge, Borsetshire. For now.
I can't believe it's Shrove Tuesday already. Hardly seems a minute since we were celebrating the millennium.
Well, Shula thinks she's giving up chocolate for Lent.
Don't be so cynical.
Yeah, I'm afraid I have my doubts.
Alistair, I can.
I just know what you're like if you can't have a chocolate hobnob with your coffee. You get distinctly grouchy.
Yes, well, I'd like to see you give up something you really liked for 40 days.
Daddy could give up beer.
Yeah, not that I couldn't, of course.
No?
Of course I could. I could do without beer for 40 days easily.
Well, not just beer. Alcohol in general.
Now, hang on.
You can't.
No, no, fair enough. I'm sure I could.
OK, you give up alcohol for Lent. I'll give up chocolate. And I'll bet you give in before I do.
You're on.
I'm not sure where the church would stand on people betting over Lent. That would be very spiritual.
All right.
Hi. Ah, now, David will back me up.
What?
You believe I can give up alcohol for the whole of Lent, don't you? Oh.
I think if you're going to try, all I'll say is good luck, mate. I don't reckon I could manage after the day I've had. Actually, everyone, I've got some news.
Hang on. Ready, everyone? One, two, three.
It's about the Grundys.
What's happened?
The estate have issued a notice to quit.
What? No.
Seriously?
There you go, old girl. Looking a treat, ain't you?
Hey, Dave.
Oh, hello, love.
What'd you do there?
I thought I'd give Baby a brush, Dan.
Well, yeah, I can see that. What I meant was, why are you doing it when it's William's job?
Yeah, well, he's working late today for Brian Aldridge.
Yeah, I know.
And, well, it's something to do, isn't it? I can't get used to having no livestock around here.
Me neither. Eddie?
Yes, love?
I phoned the council today.
What about?
About us maybe being, you know, well, kicked out. See if they can find us somewhere to live.
Oh.
I do hope you don't think I would jump in the gun or nothing. It's just, well, it's as well to cover ourselves if the worst comes to the worst now.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
So I've made an appointment to see someone in the housing department next week. You're not cross with me, are you?
Cross? Why should I be cross?
Well, because it felt a bit like giving up, really. And what with you going to see the TFA, mate?
Oh, I shouldn't pin all your hopes on Ted Burns if I was you.
Why? What did he say?
Oh, he said he'd do the best he could.
Don't sound too hopeful, does it? Hello, love.
Oh, good heavens. Thought you'd be fast asleep by now.
No, I've just been thinking about things.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm getting too old for lambing.
Lucky you've got a night off this week.
Huh?
We're going out, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Get undressed and into bed. You'll fall asleep if you just sit there.
Yeah, all right. Listen, while we're on the subject of this meal with Reg and Bunty, are you quite sure that...
Yes, Phil. I'm sure we're doing the right thing. I've already had this conversation with David.
Oh, well, if you say so. That what's been keeping you awake?
Amongst other things. I'm thinking about the Grundys as well.
All of that. Well, that's an awful business. That's the kind of thing Borchester Land get up to. Don't know why Brian's got involved with them, I really don't.
Makes you take stock of things, something like that.
Suppose it does.
I mean, we're very lucky here. The security we have. Relative security, anyway.
Yeah, that's true enough. Although I still end up working all hours to achieve it.
Be honest, though. You don't have to, do you?
Hmm? Well, I suppose I could do less if I really wanted to.
You see, I also got to thinking... I mean, really, it's David and Ruth who are running things now. We have begun to take a back seat, haven't we?
Look, what's all this leading up to, love? What exactly have you been thinking about?
Oh, I was just remembering things, that's all. Like when your mum and dad finally moved out to Glebe Cottage.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, if David and Ruth do have another baby, well... This has been such a wonderful house to bring up children in. Ours have done all right, haven't they? They're good, they're responsible.
Oh, well, Much as I love my eldest son, the word responsible isn't one that immediately springs to mind.
Oh, yes, Kenton's a bit wayward, I know, but, well, all four of them did blossom here, didn't they?
I didn't know you better, Jill. I wonder if you were thinking something you once would have said was unthinkable.
What's unthinkable?
That we might move aside to let David and Ruth take over the farmhouse as well as taking over the farm.
Well, I haven't really worked it through properly. But it does seem about the right time to consider it.
Well, well.
So?
So? Well, perhaps you're right. And if it is time to consider it, well, then consider it, we will.
There we are, my darling. And has Mummy got a matinee jacket ready for you?
It's there, just by the pillow.
Yes. Here we go.
Now, Julia, you are sure about looking after the pair of them for the whole morning?
But of course I am, dear. I really shouldn't have to keep telling you this.
I know, sorry.
No, don't apologise. I can perfectly understand why you're always a little anxious about leaving them for this long. But I have looked after them before. It's not as if I'll be on my own, is it, should any emergency crop up? Not that it will, of course. No, but Lewis will be here. And we'll be fine. Where are we, Freddy?
Look who's here.
Good morning, all.
Ah, Lewis.
Ah, good morning, my dear.
Hello, Lewis.
Elizabeth, do you think you could convince your poor husband that I don't view coming here today as some frightful imposition? He really does seem to think he's putting me out.
I just wanted to make sure it really was all right, that's all.
And I've told you it is, dear boy, perfectly all right.
It's no use, Lewis. I've tried convincing them myself.
Oh, by the way, do make sure you leave the baby seats for us. We'll put them in the back of my car and we'll all go for a little jaunt later, if that's all right with you, Julia.
Oh, sounds delightful.
They're in our car, Nigel. We'll have to put them in the hall before we leave.
Right here. Oh, Lewis said there's no news on the planning permission yet, Lizzie.
Oh.
Should be through soon, though. And anyway, I really don't foresee any difficulties.
That's good, anyway. I don't know what we'd do if there were.
Worry not, Nigel. Your plans for modernisation are well and truly underway. New Lower Loxley, you could call it.
Please don't. It sounds ghastly.
Listen, Elizabeth, why don't you give Lily to me and you two can be on your way?
If Lewis is right, you really had better be going. You don't want to be late for your appointment.
But they're not fully dressed yet.
You leave that with us, Elizabeth. I'm sure we can manage a few booties between us.
Yes, time is getting on, Lizzie.
Oh, right. There we are.
Hello, Lily.
Bye, Freddy. Bye, Lily.
We'll see when we get back. And, thanks.
They'll need their hats if you go out. And you've got the mobile numbers if you need us.
You won't be able to use them in the hospital, so you'll just have to trust us. Now, go on. Go on, off with you. Go.
Bye.
Oh, poor dears, they are both rather nervous.
Yes, why is that? It's not as if we haven't looked after these two before. Have we, young lady, eh? You and I are old friends now, aren't we?
I don't think it's the choice of babysitters that's troubling them. It's this appointment with Elizabeth's consultant.
Mm. You know, this coffee tastes quite good.
Oh, I don't think I want mine.
Hello. Mr and Mrs Pargeter.
Oh, hello, Dr Beck.
I believe I'm seeing you two today.
Yes, in 10 minutes. We arrived a bit early, I'm afraid.
Ah. And how have you been?
I've been great. Really, haven't I, Nigel?
She's been fine, honestly.
Good. None of the breathlessness or palpitations?
None at all.
Even better.
I have to admit to being tired a lot of the time, though.
But surely that's hardly surprising. I mean, what with looking after twins? I mean, we're both basket cases most of the time.
Yes, you're bound to be tired, but other than that, you've been okay?
Yeah, I've been fine, honestly.
Excellent. I assume you know what we'll be doing today?
Well, the nurse told us briefly, but then she was called away.
Oh. Well, it's pretty much as before. We'll have a listen to your heart, then we'll do an ECG.
The nurse said something about a chest X-ray.
That's right. And we'll also do a repeat echocardiogram. Then the results of that lot get plonked on my desk so I can assess the situation. Simple, really. Oh, hang on. Right, can you excuse me for a moment?
Oh, of course.
See you in a few minutes.
Yes.
Okay, it's official. I now officially hate this.
I know. Me too.
I mean, supposing she tells me the operation has to be tomorrow or something.
Look, Essie, we went through this last time. If she says that, we'll deal with it. Anyway, she probably won't.
Well, she might. She might have me wheeled straight off to surgery. We don't know. The only thing we do know is that the pregnancy put a strain on my heart.
Try not to worry about it.
Easier said, Nigel.
I realise that. Look, you'll know for sure pretty soon. So let's talk about something else for a few minutes and take your mind off it.
Fine. Any suggestions? Only please don't make it a word game or I spy. I don't think I'm in the mood.
Actually, I was thinking maybe we could talk about the relaunch.
What, you mean new Lower Loxley? Your mother's face was a picture when Lewis said that.
Well, you have to admit, it does sound pretty awful. Actually, I was wondering whether you'd come to any decision as to your preferred events for the country fair.
How was that?
Lizzie, look, I know you're worried about all this, but I do still need your input. It was only the other day you were complaining about not being involved.
That's true.
So, come on, 21st century businesswoman, let's have your decision.
Okay. I thought falconry, because it's pretty spectacular if it's done well.
Oh, well, make sure it was.
And I thought fly casting would be nice.
Oh, can I put in a plea for chainsaw sculpture? I thought that looked like fun.
Yes, you would. Okay. Chainsaw sculpture it is, then.
And we'd have the oddity trail, of course.
Of course. Thanks, Nigel.
But what for?
Just thanks.
And look, if we throw a piece of bread, there. The ducks come and eat it, you see? Oh. Now, how about that? There. Can you say that, Freddy? Say quack, quack.
Please, darling. It is a little young to be attempting animal impressions, don't you?
It won't be far off. They grow so quickly.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. I still find it hard to believe I've a 40-year-old son with two children of his own managing what he calls a thriving business. Oh, well, wait now, Aunt Lily. Now look, Uncle Lewis is throwing bread to the ducks.
And what would you call it if it's not a thriving business?
Well, with the changes Nigel and Elizabeth are making, the words theme park do keep coming to my mind.
Come now, Julia, don't you think you're being just a little unfair?
Don't get me wrong, Lewis. I have adapted. In fact, considering how I felt when Nigel first opened the house up for weddings and such like, I think I've been positively pliant towards this relaunch idea.
Oh, you do, do you?
I do wish making the house pay didn't involve the great Aunt Ross wandering all over my own.
Oh, Julia, you are incorrigible.
Oh, yes, I know. Nigel says exactly the same thing.
Still, I do think they're both coping tremendously well with it all. Don't you? Juggling the twins and work.
I think they'd cope a whole lot less if they didn't have our support.
Good morning.
Oh, hello, Brian.
Brian?
What a lovely day.
It is indeed.
Yeah, I just thought I'd come over and see how these two were doing. Oh, haven't they grown?
Children do.
So, how are you? Busy?
Yeah, I'm very busy at the moment.
Jack was telling me you're drilling.
That's the main priority. But, of course, if the weather breaks and it rains, we can be knocked right back.
Yes, it's so good to know one has somewhere to shelter. A roof over one's head when it rains.
Sorry, Julian.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
So, how is Lower Loxley's relaunch coming along?
Quite well, thank you.
Yes.
But we don't discuss the details, business, you know.
Ah, right. Well, good. Perhaps I'd better be going.
Don't let us keep you.
No, not quite. Goodbye, Lewis.
Goodbye, Brian.
Julia?
You know, I think I'm going to have to put you back in the pram, young lady. You keep dropping off on me.
What was all that about?
What exactly?
Julia, you know full well what. Why were you so rude to Brian?
I wasn't rude.
I beg to differ.
Oh, believe me, Lewis, when I'm rude, you'll know it. Oh, it's merely keeping my distance, that's all.
All right, but why?
Well, we've had many tenant farmers on our land at Lower Loxley. And I'd like to think we would have a little more decency than to evict people when they're going through hard times.
Well, Mrs. Pargeter, just looking at this and comparing it with when you came here in January, you'll be pleased to know that your heart seems to be coping for the time being. The pregnancy hasn't put too great a strain on it.
Oh, thank goodness.
Relieved?
Yeah, just a bit.
We both are.
However, you need to be clear that we will eventually have to operate on it. Basically, the valve needs replacing.
Yes. What sort of timescale are we talking about?
Well, the risks are lower if we operate while your heart is still in good condition, which it is. But we can probably wait until the end of the year at least. And in the meantime, we'll put you on the waiting list.
Great.
Dr. Beck, you told us the valve will be replaced with another human one.
That's right.
And presumably, it's quite a serious procedure.
Yes, but don't worry. The success rate for this type of operation is excellent.
The success rate being?
Something like 96%.
Oh.
Surely that's good, isn't it?
Mrs. Pargeter, if there's something troubling you about having the operation, you only have to tell me what it is. Obviously, I'll do my best to allay your fears.
It's just that figure, 96%.
Well, those are good odds, I'd have thought.
Yes, they are, but it's a major operation, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If it's unsuccessful, the repercussions are... They're not just me getting an infection or going for another operation, are they?
I see what you're getting at. No, they're not.
In other words, I've a 4% chance of dying when it happens.
Oh.
Doctor, I hope you don't think I'm being panicky or negative, but I've got young children. That sort of risk, well, it scares me.
Yes, I do understand, Mrs. Pargeter. And yes, there is an outside chance that the worst could happen. But it's like your husband says, these are very good odds. And remember, the long-term outlook is much better with a new valve than without.
Mm. Surely you've got more chance of, I don't know, of being run over by a bus or something.
Well, I don't think I'd have quite put it like that. But look at it this way. Your chances of coming through this operation completely successfully are good. Not without risks, but very good indeed.
And it's not as if you can go without the operation, Lizzie. Sooner or later, that valve has to be replaced.
You're right, of course. But it doesn't make it any less daunting. Oh, well, I'll just have to live with it, won't I?
Come in.
Hi, Graham.
Oh, Debbie. What a pleasant surprise.
Thanks. I hope I'm not disturbing you.
Oh, no. Not at all. I literally just got here. Coffee?
No, thanks. Simon's waiting outside in the car.
Ah. So, what can I do for you?
Well, it's just an inquiry, really. I was just wondering, well, what's going to be happening to Grange Farm?
Oh, I see. Well, I don't know that any policy decisions have been taken yet, but... After all, the Grundys were only given their notice to quit on Monday.
Oh, OK, I just thought I'd ask them. Look, when things have been decided, do you think you could pass the information on to us?
Oh, of course. Well, I can let your father know.
Actually, I was hoping you'd get in touch with me direct in Borchester, to my flat in Borchester.
I'm sorry, I thought you were here representing Brian.
No, I'm not, actually.
Oh, I see. Well, do you think you could write down your address for me?
What? Sure.
So, you're interested in Grange Farm as a prospective tenant?
Well, possibly, yes, but, you know, I'm just inquiring.
And what does Brian think?
Dad? Oh, he doesn't know I'm interested yet.
Ah.
And, actually, would you mind very much not mentioning it to him for the time being?
Oh, right.
I mean, you know, you don't have to be underhand or anything, just...
Well, don't say anything unless he asks.
Yes. You know, it's just an idea I'm kicking around, you know. I wouldn't want to bother him right now.
Right. Oh, I see you live in the wool market. It's very nice round there.
Yes, yes, it is.
Ah, hiya, Graham.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Debbie, you're going to be late for work and I have things to do this morning.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. I'd better get going, Graham. If you could keep me informed.
Oh, of course. And mum's the work.
bye for now.
Bye. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, likewise. See you.
Well, well.
That's it tomorrow. Rising trot all the way round. Then the whole ride follow one by one. Off you go. That's good. Now try not to cut the corners. Excellent.
Sheila?
Oh, hi. How's Polly?
Out of the woods, you'll be pleased to hear.
Oh, good. Now that's it, Emily. But follow on. Rising trot.
Yeah, just keep her in for now. Keep the overreach boots on for a few more days. Otherwise, I think she's fine.
Oh, good. Now shorten your reins, that's it.
Who are this lot?
Oh, they're from St. Catherine's in Felpisham. Auntie Chris would normally see to them, but obviously with her chained to the office, I get to do all the good jobs.
So I can see.
Right, off you go, Jane. That's it.
Listen, did you get through to Bunty in the end this morning?
Yeah, almost wish I hadn't.
Oh dear, how bad was it?
Well, she was quite cagey, actually. Like she was trying to keep something from me. She certainly didn't want to discuss you adopting Daniel.
You think they'll ever come round?
Well, I did think I might gain a little ground with Bunty, but with the way she was on the phone, I think she just agrees with Reg.
But I'm the big bad man who wants to take their grandson.
I don't think you should be too hard on them.
Why not? They're being pretty hard on me.
And the next one. Off you go. That's it. Up, down, up, down. You really have to keep Oliver to the edge, Sandra. If you don't, he'll try and cut corners on you.
It just seems a little unfair, that's all.
It's obviously going to be an uphill struggle with them. We may have to look at going ahead without their blessing.
Yeah, it looks like we might. I mean, if you're sure.
I'm not, to be honest. But I'm coming to the point where I think we have to put our needs before other people's.
Well, let's sit on it for a bit, shall we? There's no hurry. Oh, goodness, except for me. Look at the time. I'd better be going.
Oh, are you going through the village at all?
Yeah, why?
I need you to get some wine in for tonight.
Tonight? Oh, Tim and Siobhan, of course. Yeah, don't worry, I'll get something nice in.
Oh, that's very generous of you.
Is it?
Certainly is. Especially as you won't be drinking any of it.
Sorry?
Remember our arrangement? For Lent? I'm off the chocolate, you're off the sauce.
But we've got guests.
Oh, Lent doesn't stop because we've got guests. I'll still be off the chocolate. Okay, you're next, Karen.
Yes, but it's easier for you. You've made sure there isn't a scrap of the stuff in the house. I'll be right in the path of temptation.
Have to fight it then, won't you?
Kathy's going to bring the drinks over with the food. She says she'll try not to be too long, but well, she's on her own behind the bar. Myself. How's she doing?
All right. Getting used to the grim reality of having a serious operation in a year's time.
Yeah, Nigel told me what Dr. Beck said. The risks are pretty minimal, you know. 96% success rate.
But it's the 4% that counts. Well, that's how she sees it anyway.
I expect the surgeon will be able to put her at ease nearer the time.
Oh, hope Kathy isn't going to be too long.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Brian.
How are you?
Oh, fine. Yourself?
Oh, well, you know how it is. Overworked and underpaid. Can I buy either of you a drink at all?
Well, that's very...
No, thanks.
No, we've already got...
We don't want a drink. Okay, thanks, Brian.
Yes, right. Fine, well, I'll see you later then.
Yeah, yeah.
Bye.
Bye, Brian. What was all that about?
You know full well. You must have heard about what's happening to the Grundys because of him. It's all over the village.
Oh, that.
Come on, they're being evicted, Tim.
Look, I don't like what the guy's doing any more than you do, but you don't have to be so blatantly rude to him.
Well, I don't have to drink with him either, and I don't intend to. Sorry for them, of course.
course I'm sorry for them, but what's happening to the Grundys is hardly my fault, is it?
No, it isn't.
And once word gets round that a place like this is up for grabs, well, it won't be sure to take us. Yeah. I just want to get first shot at it. There's just so much potential here for us. Yeah. Look at it.
Yeah. I think I have to say here, Debbie, one piece of farmland looks pretty much like another to me, but I'll take your word for it.
I mean, we could live in the farmhouse.
Yeah. Now, that does look really run down from here.
Quick!
What? Get back, move back.
Where are you
the
going?
The light, it just came on. We don't want them to see us, do we?
Don't be silly. We're miles away. The rate is getting dark. They need infrared binoculars.
Yeah, I guess they would at that.
But look, what do you think, really?
What, of the land? Or the whole idea of us moving in?
Us coming here and taking over.
Yeah, I think it could be really great.
You don't mind about the farmhouse being so run down?
Hey, I can be pretty good with a hammer and a few nails, eh? Besides, I may end up having a lot of time on my hands to renovate the place.
Oh, come on. I thought we were going to be positive about the harassment case. No. You are going to get your job back.
Let's hope so, anyway.
Besides, we still need your income. And I'll need to keep my job on with Dad as well. This place will only be part-time for both of us.
If we did take it on, I could stop thinking about the university as my whole professional life. I could, step back a little. Right now, the way they're treating me, that's certainly something I could contemplate.
So, you think Grange Farm might be a goer for us then?
I think it just might.
Sure, that was without doubt one of the best apple pies I've ever had.
Oh, thank you.
Hence the third helpings.
Well, I hardly had any lunch.
More wine, Tim?
Oh, please.
There we are. Siobhan?
Please, Alistair.
Actually, poor old Daniel's going to be very upset because of you, Tim.
Alistair.
Why, what have I done?
The leftovers of the pie were supposed to be given to Harry the hamster.
Tim, how can you be so heartless?
Oh, now, if anyone had told me...
Oh, Harry wouldn't have eaten it anyway. And, yes, I would like some more wine, Alistair, if it's no trouble.
Whoops. Sorry.
Thank you.
Well, I must say, I'm very impressed with your health kick this evening, Alistair. You never struck me as a mineral water man.
Oh, I'm not usually, but, I'm feeling all the better for it, honestly.
It really is a jolly nice wine, though, isn't it? Anyway, Tim, you should talk. Fine example of a village GP he is, Alistair. When was the last time you did anything healthy?
Probably when I went riding with you.
And we all remember what a twit he made of himself. Don't we, Shula?
Why don't you tell me about your new job, darling?
What? Oh, he's always doing that as well. Changing the subject to hide his embarrassment.
Oh, what new job's this?
Ugh, he's being silly. I haven't even applied for it yet.
And she's ideal for it, and she'll get it. You mark my words.
Well, early days yet.
But she's so well...
Yes, Tim... I'm going to apply as soon as I get a moment to fill in the form. Oh, God, he's forever nagging.
If I don't, you're going to keep putting it off.
Can you blame me? It's going to be a huge change if I do get it.
Oh, dear. Daniel must have woken up. Shall I go?
No, I'll see to him. Won't be a minute.
Thanks.
So, how's Daniel doing?
See, never stops being a GP.
Just ask him.
Oh, Daniel's fine as it happens, thanks. Funnily enough, we're trying to make some changes come about ourselves. We're hoping to go through the process of Alistair legally adopting Daniel. Or trying to, anyway.
Sounds as if you're experiencing a few hurdles.
Yeah, there does seem to be one. My late husband's parents are objecting rather strongly.
Oh, dear. Why?
Oh, I think they're worried that it would sort of... I don't know, but... Well, that they'd no longer be Daniel's grandparents.
Oh, but that's silly.
Well, I can see their point. But they really are being quite immovable on the subject.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Oh. It'll sort itself out. Now, who'd like coffee?
Yes, please.
Right. Lovely. Let's get these. No, you stay where you are, Siobhan.
Okay, go. Sorry about that.
Is Daniel all right?
Yeah, fine.
I was just about to make coffee.
Ah, and I have organised a special treat to go with it. I bought these when I bought the wine.
After dinner mints.
Oh, very nice.
You're really spoiling us.
Oh, is he now?
Yes. I thought we could all enjoy... Oh, of course. Shula can't have any, can you, dear?
No.
Why not?
Chocolate. Lent. I can't. Thanks, Alistair.
Sorry. Completely forgot. Anyone else?
Time. I'm almost ready to dish up.
Oh, good. I'm hungry.
You didn't fall asleep in the parlour, then?
No. Funnily enough, I'm surprisingly awake, considering we had such a late night.
There you are.
Oh, thanks. It's a shame it wasn't more of a success, really.
I thought we all got on rather well.
Yes, but we didn't exactly win them round, did we?
I think Bunty's moved towards the idea a bit.
Has she? I can't say I noticed.
I had a quiet word with her when you two were at the bar.
Yeah? What'd she say?
That she understood about the adoption. It's just it didn't make her very happy, that's all.
Were you able to reassure her?
I tried. I think she took on what I was saying. We'll just have to see. You want some coffee?
Yeah, please. What have you got planned for today?
I'm going to get on with some baking.
Ah. Of course, you realise how much you'd miss this kitchen if we did move out.
Sorry?
Well, it's just a reminder of what we were talking about the other night, that's all.
Oh, I see. Well, yes, I would miss it. Of course I would. Doesn't mean it's not the right thing to do, though.
No. No, it doesn't.
Anyway, I suppose it's all a bit hypothetical. I mean, if we did move out, where would we go?
Well...
Come in!
Morning.
Hello, oh. Brian.
Morning, Brian. What can we do for you?
I'm just dropping a message off for David. You forgot to tell Bert about cultivating broad oak.
David's staying on with you, I suppose.
That's right.
Right, well, I'll pass the message on to Bert. Thanks for letting me know.
Shall I have a coffee? I was just making some.
No, I'll have to pass, thanks, Jill. Thanks for the offer there. It's not often I get them these days. Social pariah that I am.
I'm not with you.
Since the Grundys got their notice to quit, you must be one of the few locals who wouldn't happily have me lynched.
Oh, it's not that bad, surely.
You haven't heard some of the comments, Phil.
David told us you'd no idea it was going to happen.
No, I hadn't. All seems to have come from Matt Crawford. No surprise there, of course.
And have you spoken to him about it?
Not yet. However, I finally managed to secure a window in his schedule this afternoon. I intend to have it out with him then. Anyway, I better be going. I'm on my way to Grange Farm now. I'll see you.
Bye, Brian.
Bye.
Well, I wouldn't fancy being present when he arrives there.
Well, what's happened isn't Brian's fault.
I don't expect Eddie sees it that way. Besides, Brian is part of Borchester Land. He should have known what was going on, surely.
Oh, morning, Eddie.
What do you want?
I just wanted a word about a few things. Can I come in?
You're going to stop us being kicked out?
Well, that's not exactly within
then
my
no,
power.
Then no, you can't come in. In fact, you can push off.
Oh, look, be reasonable,
Eddie. Don't tell me to be reasonable, Aldridge.
Look, if you'd listen, I've come to apologise.
I don't give a monkeys.
But I told you I didn't know about the notice to quit.
And I've told you you're a lawyer.
Eddie.
I mean, have you any idea what you're putting me and my family through? Well, have you?
Well, obviously, I realise it's rough.
Rough? Are you stupid or something?
Now, come on, come on. Let's not get abusive.
Abusive? You're throwing us out on the street. You've taken away my livelihood. Listen, mate, never mind abusive. You've got about 10 seconds to get out of my yard, because after that, I won't be responsible for my actions. I'm stopping the count now, OK? 1, 2, 3...
Eddie, what's going on? Oh.
You can see what's going on. 4, 5...
Look, there really isn't any need for this.
7...
All right, enough, Eddie. Go inside.
What?
You heard me. You go inside and talk to your dad. He's in the front room. I'll deal with Mr. Aldridge.
But
nothing will be achieved by you losing your rag. Now go.
All right. If you're still here in 10 minutes, Aldridge, you'll feel the underside of my boot. I mean it.
I'm so sorry about that, Clary.
What do you want, Mr. Aldridge?
I just came to say that... Well, I'm so sorry for what's happened. I mean, look, I know it's not much use saying, but I truly didn't know Matt Crawford was going to do this.
No, it ain't really.
But I want you to be assured that I don't agree with it.
Oh, that's big of you.
Now, Clary, listen.
No, I think you better listen, Mr. Aldridge, because I reckon this will be the last time we ever speak to each other civil-like. We don't want your sympathy, and you ain't getting our forgiveness neither.
What?
Well, that is why you come here, isn't it, to get forgiven? Don't worry, Mr. Aldridge, it's only business. Nothing personal, eh? We'll survive. That was what you thought you'd hear, eh? knew you was greedy, but up till now I never knew just how greedy you really are.
Meaning?
Meaning? You don't just want other people's money and land, do you? You want to be in the right and all. You want to feel justified in what you do. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Aldridge. As far as I'm concerned, you can go jump in the lake. That clear?
Oh, Clary, please.
Oh, yeah,
that
something
isn't...
else. Up until the day we leave here, this is still our farm. And I want you off our farm right now. Understand?
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, Clary. I really am.
Yes, yes, all right. It won't get any quicker if you struggle, you silly animal. Oh, go on. On your way.
How's it going?
Oh, all right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I thought she might have a touch of mastitis, but she seems in good enough shape. What does that flask for me?
I thought you'd appreciate some hot coffee.
Just what the doctor ordered.
You hold this while I pour some out for you.
Right, thanks.
So, is it going all right?
Well, I mean, I suppose so. I mean, it's just as hard as it's always been. Oh,
harder for you. You're not getting any younger.
That's true. And it's not exactly encouraging when you start thinking how little this lot are worth, especially when you compare it to the profits we used to make on them.
It is a shame.
Yes, it is. Oh, I don't know, Jill. The job's changed so much in the last few years.
You don't just mean lambing, do you?
Oh, no, I mean farming generally. I mean, the challenges for David and Ruth are so different from when I was young. Oh, totally different, in fact. What are you smiling at?
At least you admit that the challenges are for David and Ruth.
I'd have thought that was obvious. I mean, I'm not the future of this place. They are.
Hmm. I'm not sure I've heard you admit it so directly before, that's all.
Well, you've started thinking about change. I decided I ought to do a little thinking myself. I mean, I'm about the same age as my dad was when he went into semi-retirement.
He was a bit older than you. 73, wasn't he?
Yes, but as I say, things are different now. Look, let's get down to brass tacks. Supposing we did decide that I should step back and that David and Ruth should have the farmhouse to themselves. Now, there's one big question.
Where would we go?
Yeah, exactly. Not the bungalow.
Oh, Lord, no, I couldn't bear it.
I don't think we need worry. The way Bert and Frieda love the place, we'd have to eject them by force. So, the next obvious option is Woodbine Cottage.
This is small, Phil. On a main road, right next door to the pub.
Which is what I thought you'd say. And Rickyard Cottage is out of the question, of course.
It's just a holiday home. You couldn't really live there.
So, if it was going to happen, we'd have to find somewhere else.
Yes.
Which means raising some money.
I really don't think we should consider raising it by selling any of the properties. I mean, I know money's tight.
Oh, but... don't worry. I'm not going to start retirement by carving up the farm. Look, you really do want to do this, don't you?
I want David and Ruth to have a house they can raise a growing family. And you've just admitted that they should be taking the helm.
Yes. Yes, I think they should.
So it seemed as if it's time, love. I mean, don't you agree?
Perhaps, yes. Look, I'll go and have a word with the accountant next week. See what he says about raising the cash we'd need. And meantime, we'd probably better not mention it to David and Ruth for now. Let's look into it first.
Brian, good to see you. How are you?
Hello, Matt.
Do you want me in a drink?
No, thanks.
So, how are you keeping? Sorry we have to meet in the hotel, but I could only fit you in between appointments, and it seemed the logical place.
That's all right. I had the devil's own job pinning you down, Matt.
Like I said, between meetings, busy. So, this word, what's it all about, eh?
You know quite well what it's about, Matt. I'm sure Graham would have told you.
Graham? No? Doesn't ring any bells? Oh, yeah. He mentioned something about Grange Farm?
Grange Farm, yeah, I knew you'd get there in the end.
So what about it?
Oh, come on, Matt, let's stop playing games.
Am I playing games, Brian?
Look, I have a right to know what's going on.
With Grange Farm? I'd have thought it was obvious. The tenants, if I remember correctly, have been made bankrupt. And as such, have broken the terms of their tenancy. So we're taking the farm back, because it's ours. As in, we own it. Tell me which bit you don't understand.
And that's okay by you, is it? And we chuck a whole family out onto the street?
Oh, a bit melodramatic, Brian, even for you.
It's merely a statement of fact.
Oh, don't be so sentimental. You know as well as I do that Grange Farm has been making a loss for years. Place is a money pit. The Grundys aren't just bad farmers, they're relics. So along comes an ideal opportunity to take the land back and make it work for us. What else are we going to do?
Well, why didn't someone warn me it was going to happen?
Sorry?
You heard. One of my main contributions to Borchester Land is supposedly to be the man on the ground. So why on earth wasn't I told about this? And the first I knew was when Eddie Grundy came into my yard and threatened to punch my lights out.
Oh, is that what happened? Oh, dear.
It's not that funny, Matt.
Oh, isn't it?
Oh, for God's sake. I have to live in that community. People have been treating me like dirt all week. I think the least I could have expected was a phone call.
Well, now, here is a funny thing, Brian. You were informed.
What are you talking about?
Of course you were. The whole thing was decided at the last board meeting, wasn't it? Oh, no. No, hang about. Now, I remember you weren't there, were you?
Well, you know I wasn't. I had other commitments.
So you did. Still, you must have had your copy of the minutes through the post.
The minutes?
Yeah, you know, as in how we record the board meetings, those minutes.
Oh, more than likely, but I mean, I haven't had a chance to read them yet.
Haven't you? Oh, dear. That'd be why you're so clueless, then. As it happens, by sheer coincidence, I've got a copy of them with me. Here. I think you'll find it all in black and white. Page 3, paragraph 2, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not mistaken, am I? It is all there, all right?
Yes, 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 it's there, Matt. But I think with business like this on the agenda, you could have picked up the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry, didn't think of it on me. You think I was trying to trick you in some way? You are getting paranoid, old son.
Look, you know I'd have opposed this.
Would you? Look, I assure you, Brian, it's all been done according to procedure. But personally, I think I should make it quite clear that I think the decision we came to was right. The Grundys are out. And people will just have to get used to the idea, won't they? Now, you sure you don't want that drink?
Oh, that Matt, he's a reptile, isn't he? The Archers was written by Peter Carey. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sean O'Connor. And the editor was Vanessa Whitburn.